The latest and greatest technology, the gadgets and gizmos, tools in the toolbox. Today we look at EID tags, plus market reports, analysis on potential fall feeder calf prices, important dates for this month's video sales. We've got news. We've got it all. So, crew, let's ranch it up. Good day, everyone, and thanks for riding with us on this all-new episode of the Ranch It Up Radio Show. I'm Jeff Tigger Earhart. A big thank you goes out to our partners for today's episode, the American Gelve Association, Pharmatan by Imogene Ingredients, Jorgensen Land and Cattle, LivestockMarket.com, RanchChannel.com, The Sales Series, Sire Buyer, Superior Livestock Productions and Superior Livestock Auction, Westway Feed Products, and this fine radio station.
Cow Country News, you know, the cow stuff.
Beef imports from Argentina are on pace for a major increase in 2026 following changes made by the Trump administration earlier this year. In February, the U.S. raised Argentina's tariff rate quota from 20,000 metric tons to 100,000 metric tons. The move comes as the U.S. cattle herd remains near historic lows and beef demand continues to outpace domestic supplies. Imports from Argentina were already climbing. Last year, shipments increased 38%, driven largely by demand for lean beef trimmings used in ground beef. The pace has accelerated even more this year. Through April, U.S. beef imports from Argentina were up 90% compared to the same period a year ago. Argentine trade data indicates exports to the U.S. continued to surge in May, suggesting imports could more than double in 2026 if the current pace continues. United States Cattlemen's Association, USCA, appeared Tuesday before the office of the U.S. Trade Representative to testify in support of strong, comprehensive trade action against Brazilian beef under Section 301, following the U.S. Trade Representative's determination that Brazil's acts, policies, and practices are unreasonable and burden the U.S. commerce. Testifying on behalf of USCA, Director of Policy and Public Affairs, Jenna Stanton, called for additional tariffs on all Brazilian bovine products, including carcasses, cuts, trim, and edible offal, citing systematic illegal deforestation, coerced labor, and corruption in Brazil's cattle sector. USCA's testimony urged the USTR to apply any additional 25% tariff to all Brazilian bovine products under the relevant Chapter 2 tariff lines, reject carve-outs for lean, trim, or variety meats that would invite relabeling and product shifting, and tie any future relaxation of measures independently verified sustained improvements in Brazil's deforestation, labor traceability, and anti-corruption enforcement. The USCA previously submitted detailed written comments in the investigation documenting the links between Brazil's cattle expansion and illegal deforestation, coerced labor, and systematic corruption, as well as the impact of those practices on U.S. producers. Texas officials are expanding quarantine and livestock movement restrictions as the number of confirmed New World screwworm cases in the U.S. has climbed to 31. 30 in Texas and one in New Mexico. The latest case was confirmed in a cow in Crockett County, prompting the Texas Animal Health Commission to expand its quarantine area. In all, portions of 21 Texas counties are now under movement restrictions. New World screwworm larvae feed on living tissue and can enter animals through even small wounds. If left untreated, infestations can be fatal. State and federal officials continue releasing sterile flies, trapping the pest, and conducting surveillance to slow its spread. Nearly 11,000 animals have also been inspected at roadside checkpoints. No human cases have been reported. Meanwhile, Texas Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller is asking the FDA to approve ivermectin in medicated livestock feed, saying ranchers need more tools to fight the outbreak. Officials continue urging livestock producers to check animals frequently and report any suspected cases immediately. Texas is looking for more certified animal inspectors to help combat the spread of New World screwworm while keeping livestock moving through normal marketing channels. The free online certification trains participants to inspect animals for signs of screwworm infestations before they are moved out of quarantine areas. State officials say the goal is to protect the cattle industry while minimizing disruptions to livestock commerce. Those eligible for the certification include veterinarians, sale barn employees, and volunteers with the Texas Division of Emergency Management. Even with the higher prices at the grocery store and restaurants, America's love for hamburgers isn't slowing down. A new YouGov survey for CBS News found hamburgers topped the list of foods that best represented America, with one-third of respondents choosing the classic ground beef favorite. Barbecue ranked second, while hot dogs came in fourth. That popularity matches other consumer research. The Power of Meat 2026 report found 82% of Americans are interested in smash burger recipes, and more than one-third still consider ground beef a great value. Ground beef also continues to score well with health-conscious consumers. This is Rebecca Wanner, a.k.a. Beck, and that is a wrap of the news for the Ranch It Up Radio Show. Coming up after the break, continuing our series on technology and the tools in the toolbox to help make our operations more efficient and profitable. We get an update on the rules and regs for EID tags and their uses. This is the Ranch It Up Radio Show, and we'll be right back. What if your bull selection could help put more money in your pocket? At Jorgensen Land and Cattle, every bull is bred and tested for feed efficiency, a trait that can help you maximize production and profitability. When you lease or buy from Jorgensen Land and Cattle, you'll benefit from superior genetics, proven sire lines, and support from a team with over 60 years of experience. Our breeding program was built to help commercial cattle producers develop better cowherds and stronger feeder calves. Head to JorgensenFarms.com and follow us on Facebook. Jorgensen Land and Cattle, one of the nation's largest seed stock providers.
Some cows push to the front, some hang back, and some are just too darn busy raising a calf to compete for supplement. Over time, uneven intake can mean uneven performance across the herd. That's why Westway Feed Products Liquid Feed is available 24/7, giving every cow the opportunity to consume on her own time, because consistent intake helps support consistent performance. Liquid Feed from Westway Feed Products. Calf prices are good, but want to add another $100 per calf? Here's the solution. Gelve and Balancer females at an average maternal weaning weight advantage of 22.7 pounds per calf. At a market price of $4.50 a pound on 5-weight steers with a 22.7 pound weaning weight advantage, that's an additional $102.15 per calf. Gelve and Balancer females, they make it work.
Cattle Battle.
Welcome back to the Ranch It Up Radio Show, the most information packed into a 30-minute program that you can find. It's your All Things Ranching Newscast, and so glad to be hanging out with y'all. Questions, comments, concerns, criticisms, rants, it doesn't matter. You can call or text 707-RANCH-20. Got 707-726-2420. Our email, ranchitupshow@gmail.com, and prowling around social media at Ranch It Up Show. Now, we have started our run on technology, gadgets, tools in the toolbox as we start to get ready for the fall run of feeder cattle and when we traditionally run those cattle through the chute. Today, let's turn the focus on identification, cattle, livestock traceability. Are you using electronic ID tags? Are you required to use electronic ID tags? Do you like them? Don't you like them? David McElhaney is a senior sales representative for ID infrastructure at Merck Animal Health and Allflex USA, specializing in livestock identification, radio frequency identification technology, and herd management systems. David, it's good to have you back on the program. Let's talk the electronic ID. And to start, what does the current rule state?
current rules as far as USDA and transporting livestock. On the beef side, it's anything over 18 months of age that's used for breeding, basically bulls, females, that type of thing. Crossing state lines have to have official ID. On the dairy side, it's all dairy animals have to have official ID to cross, no matter the age, no matter the sex. Including steers have to have official ID to cross the state line, which also includes a certificate of vet inspection, typically.
So now diving into this, the type of information and data that we gather and we capture from having that particular tag.
Well, with the RFID tags, you're essentially, the only thing that's on there, I would call it a social security number for that animal. It lives and dies with that animal. It's 15 digits. It's unique to that animal. The first three digits of it will either indicate a manufacturer code or a country code. In the case of the United States of America, it starts with 840, and then like Canada would be 124 as an example. So that's how the tags work. And the other 12 digits are unique, much like a social security number.
So kind of a follow-up of where we really talked a year ago, we know the rule is what it is right now. I mean, it's kind of just like you got to wear your seatbelt or you get a ticket, right? And not text when you drive. It is what it is. So consumers and producers' response for it, have you seen that people have now been, because it is what it is, receptive of, no, it's okay?
Well, I would say yes. People continually find more ways to utilize it in their management system. Most people, what I hear anymore is it's the best $3 that I can spend on an animal today based on the value of the animals. And that way I can validate all the things that I've done with that animal over its lifespan, which become important to the end consumers ultimately, is how that animal is treated, what it's been given over its lifetime, all that information.
Go ahead.
Well, and to validate that, there's really only one way to validate that. A unique ID system like that that's easy to read and easy to move all the information associated to it.
Now, all the information that's associated to it is where the question came in. And that's where we danced with that topic a lot a year ago, was the concern of who has access to that information, who is holding said information, who can get it.
Well, and that is a very important thing from the very beginning with electronic ID. And that's why today it still remains, the basic tenet of it is there's just a number on it. There is nothing else on that tag. So when ownership changes from one owner to another one, the only thing that moves is the number. The person selling the animal has the data that he's accumulated. It's up to him whether he wants to move that to the person purchasing it or not. So that's very important to keep that. They keep control of their data by only having a number on the tag. If you had other things on the tag, imprinted in the tag or something like that, if it was capable, it's not capable of that. But then that data would follow that animal right along wherever it goes. This way they have control of any information, they have control of it.
And how I have seen people take maybe, and we've heard the pros and cons on both sides, and there's valid reasons of why they believe this way and that way. And I've seen some people get creative of using the opportunity of passing that data along to the next zip code, you will, the next owner of that animal, as a marketing opportunity. Just like the same way that you get your little badges on your calves if you're selling on Northern or on Superior, they're taking advantage of that, and now they're saying, I am willing to provide the information about this calf as a value add on a program that now is mandatory.
Correct. And what I always like to say, it's fewer discounts. So if you can prove all those that, you know, what the animal's been vaccinated, when it's wormed, maybe it's genomics that are associated to that tag, everything like that, those are opportunities to check boxes and de-risk that animal. With the value of these animals today, de-risking them for the next guy that's paying a lot of money for them are very, very important. He wants to be confident in what he's buying, so that's where the tag comes in place. And if you choose to move that information down line to the next person, that's where there's that opportunity to de-risk that animal and take fewer discounts.
creating a little strategy is what we're doing. I mean, make lemon out of lemonade, how many, you know, however you want to describe it, whether you agree or disagree, but it's really kind of having a little strategy in place.
Yes, correct. And that's why I say it's one of the best value propositions for producers to utilize it. And it may not exactly fit their management style, what they're doing at their ranch, their farm, but the next guy, it may be important. So it's that proposition that makes everything a lot easier for those people to market their animals in market channels.
So obviously people are going to have more questions. They're going to want more details. They're going to want to have those engaging conversations. Where do we go to find that information to have said discussions?
Fortunately, Merck Animal Health has representatives all across the country and available to people to access to get further information. Our websites, we have a number of YouTube videos, how-tos, so forth like that. So they can access those people and find out about all the products that Merck Animal Health has, all the tools to de-risk and add value to these animals.
David McElhaney with Merck and Allflex, thank you for your time. We have the links to more information in those videos that David just mentioned in the show notes for this episode at ranchitupshow.com. Now, over the next several weeks, we will be talking about virtual fencing, GPS tags, the latest and greatest genomic tests, and hearing from those that are using these products, the pros and cons. Now, if there is a company or a product that you want Beck and I to investigate, and to get more information on, please don't hesitate to reach out. We'll be more than happy to get one of their crew on the program. Holler at us by sending an email to ranchitupshow@gmail.com and call or text 707-RANCH20 or fire us a message over social media at ranchitupshow. Now, coming up after the break, market reports, analysis of what the fall feeder calf prices could be, important consignment dates to this month's video auctions, and lots more of the cow stuff right here on the Ranch It Up Radio Show. Keep it parked, y'all.
Are you looking for true price discovery for your feeder cattle? Look no further than Superior Livestock Auction. The Video Royale sale is coming up July 27th through the 31st, followed by the Bighorn Classic. To consign to the Bighorn Classic, cattle need to be cataloged by July 31st and videos need to be submitted by August 7th. Again, July 31st for the catalog and August 7th for the videos to consign to the Bighorn Classic. Any questions, reach out to your Superior Livestock Auction rep or call Superior Livestock Customer Service at 800-422-2117. View the sale live on Dish Network Channel 997 and online at sla-tv.com. If you're buying or selling cattle, make your first stop LivestockMarket.com. Bred cows, heifers, pairs, bulls, and frozen genetics, even feeder calves. You'll find them all at LivestockMarket.com. Livestock Market features private treaty sales, online auctions, and live production sale bidding. You'll also find horses, sheep, goats, and hay. Check out the free Livestock Market magazine wherever you pick up Tractor House and download the Livestock Market mobile app today.
I run a 150 cow-calf operation.
2 years ago, Nick Small of Fullerton ran into scours in his cow-calf operation.
I had a big problem with coccidiosis scours, and I went to my whole herd.
The next year, after getting his herd on a dosage of Pharmatan Sweet Chestnut Tannin, how many cases of scours did you have?
Zero. I'm not kidding. I didn't have any.
Learn more at PharmatanUSA.com or call Joe Knopf at 402-340-3323.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Ranch It Up Radio Show. That time in the program, we check in with Kirk Donsbach, StoneX Financial Incorporated, recapping the markets from the previous week. So, Kirk, what do you got for us today, my friend?
Good morning, Tigger, and all your listeners out there. As of Thursday, July 2nd, as we did have the 4th of July weekend this week, August feeder futures closed at 360.80. That's down 8.90 on the week, with the CME feeder index down $9.64 to close the week at 371.25. That left the basis versus August futures at a pretty wide $10.45. August live cattle closes the week at 239.25. That's down 7.05 on the week, with cash trading a little disappointing, 255 in the south and a 256 in the north. That left the five-area weighted average down 475 at 255.25 on a pretty good test of 7,014 head. The basis versus August futures is positive $16.22.5. You did hear that right. Very wide positive basis for August live cattle futures. Choice boxes, kind of the big disappointment. We're down 925 on the week, closing sub the 390 level on Thursday at 387.07. That's definitely a little warning flag there. The weekly slaughter was 433,000 with a holiday shortened, so not overly concerning that it was 104,000 less than last week, but is concerning that that's still 39,000 head less than the same week last year. Dress weights and yearly production were not reported due to the holiday. Fresh beef imports remained 10% above this week last year, with Brazil up 9%, Australia up 14%, New Zealand up 1%, Canada up 2%, and Mexico up 26%. Beef imports are definitely on the rally, and several of those countries, Canada, New Zealand, were negative a couple of weeks ago and are now showing positive beef exports to the U.S. To wrap this all up, December corn closed at 440 and three quarter, only up 0.75 cents on the week, but 15 cents off of the lows. That's a pretty big note to take for yourself, as the chart is working a pretty nice reversal at the lows with no weather premium built into the market. Weather could definitely put a little bit of bid in under the corn market.
So, Kirk, before I say fare thee well, you know, the last few video sales that we've had with Northern and Superior, cattle sales have been outstanding. We've got the Video Royale sale that is going to be coming up the end of July from Superior. There's a couple more sales from Northern. Western has got some sales. The Bighorn Classic, the Monster from Superior's, is coming up here in another couple months, less than a couple months, actually. And you tend to be, I'm going to say, cautiously optimistic, I'm going to say, is kind of how I think you look at the markets, cautiously optimistic. So if we go past that kind of that Labor Day time frame, and we start looking at some of these, the big fall runs, if you will, getting into September, October, and November, what's kind of your thoughts when you're looking at the magical Kirk Donsbach crystal ball, of course? What's your thoughts kind of going into this fall? Are you cautiously optimistic of what you're seeing play out so far?
I would say cautiously optimistic that it can hold together. I would be very shocked to see additional strength into the cash market. And we could quite easily see cash feeder market, to be specific. And we could easily see some weakness in the cash feeder market. I do not believe that this will be a copy of last year. I don't want to repeat that again for your listeners. I do not believe this will be a copy of last year where it just rallied all the way through. With that being said, there's a lot of alarm bells going off, whether you want to look at the cattle on feed, inventory increase in month over month, the struggle in boxes, the increase in beef imports. Now, with that all said, the cash market, feeder market doesn't seem to care yet. So what we're trying to guess is when will the market care? And that's incredibly difficult to guess.
It's that word you said, yet, I think was the magic word in there, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Tired of working your butt off all day only to accomplish nothing? Who wouldn't be? Hey, hey, I'm Shay Wanner, and I host the Casual Cattle Conversations podcast. I recently visited with Jasper Olchin about how to reduce overwhelm on the ranch, help ranchers find clarity, and ultimately become better and more confident decision makers. Here's a portion of our conversation.
We were just hustle to get our operation where we wanted. We're not technically first generation farmers and ranchers, but we really were kind of shaping our operation differently. And then we kept hustling and kept hustling and kept hustling, but our operation wasn't actually going anywhere. We were so busy and overwhelmed, we couldn't figure out, like, why is this not working for us anymore? Like, what happened? We're doing the same thing. This should be working, which is really where, this was probably about 5 years ago, that we started reassessing our strategy. And I started pulling some of those elements of strategy conversations with businesses and things to really help us form what our goals were, how we wanted to move our operation forward, and to pull ourselves out of reacting constantly, which is really where Heritage and Horizons, which is the business that I also own, is really taking form from. It got born from that place of constantly living in reaction. How do we pull ourselves out of it and keep ourselves moving forwards?
Ready to tune in to the full conversation? Check out the Casual Cattle Conversations podcast on your favorite podcast player as soon as you're done listening to the Ranch It Up radio show.
And now, crew, kind of the important dates, calendar of events, if you will, coming up, and deadlines. So write these down. And again, we have all of these dates in the show notes at ranchitupshow.com. But here's what's going on. The 13th through the 15th, Monday through Wednesday, that is Western Video Market Silver Legacy Sale. Then coming up on Friday, the 17th, is the video deadline to have your cattle enrolled in the Superior Livestock Auction Video Royale Sale. Again, that's the video deadline is coming up on the 17th. On Monday the 20th, Northern Livestock Video Market will be hosting their Summertime Classic Sale. That's Monday, July 20th. Then coming up on Thursday the 23rd is the consignment deadline for Western Video Market's Little America Sale. That's July 23rd, a Thursday. Then, coming up the end of July, the 27th through the 31st, is Superior Livestock Auctions Video Royale Sale. On the 31st, the last day of July, that last Friday, is the catalog deadline for the Bighorn Classic from Superior Livestock. So again, if you didn't get a chance to write any of these dates down, we have this information available in the show notes at ranchitupshow.com, as well as the sale reports for Superior Livestock Auction. And all of the upcoming sales are available at ranchchannel.com. Check it out now. And that's going to wrap up the show for today. A big thanks goes out to our sponsors for today's episode, the American Galvey Association, Pharmatan by Imogene Ingredients, Jorgensen Land and Cattle, LivestockMarket.com, RanchChannel.com, The Sales Series, Sire Buyer, Superior Livestock Auction, Westway Feed Products, and this fine radio station. And crew, so glad y'all came with us one more time as we ranch it up. Be sure to follow and like us on Facebook at Ranch It Up Show. Our email, ranchitupshow@gmail.com. You can call and text 24/7. That phone number is 707-RANCH20. That's 707-726-2420. Spread the good word and join us again next week, where it's always Tigger and Beck approved. Stay ranchy and ranch it up.